Start close in. Don't take the second step or the third. Start with the first thing, close in. The step you don't want to take. David White. Hello and welcome to episode number 346 of Yoga with Melissa. Thank you for welcoming me into your home for the next hour as we journey into our innermost home. Today we took a drive up the Malahat and came to beautiful Spectacle Lake here. And we are excited to be here. There are some other children here swimming today. It's one of the hottest days of the summer here. So they are also excited to be here. You may hear them swimming today and laughing and screaming in the background. Thank you to Dusky Leaf for my props today. You are going to need your blocks and a strap and your mat. I'm going to get you started in supported bridge pose to begin. So you will need a block for that. So for supported bridge pose, you're going to lie on your back with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. And you'll press your feet into the ground and lift your buttocks and place the block underneath your pelvis. And you're going to stay here while I introduce the rest of our class for today. If you're menstruating, you wouldn't want your pelvis inverted. You could do recline bound angle instead with your soles of your feet together and your knees open. And then you could use your second block to support your knees. Thank you to Squeezed Yoga Clothing for my clothes. Today I'm wearing long red leggings with the Om Mani Padme Om around the ankle, and I'm wearing a purple tank that says yoga makes everything better. We will begin by coming together as student and teacher with our peace mantra. Om Sahana Vavatu, Sahano Bhunaktu, Sahavīryam Karvavahe, Tejasvina Vadetamastu, Mavidvishavahe. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. The mantra means protect us together, student and teacher. May our studies nourish us together. May we work together for the union of the good for all. May our learning be luminous and purposeful. May we live in harmony. Peace, peace, peace be unto all. For today's testimonial, I have a beautiful blog post or part of a blog post by Brenda, and I'll put in the show notes where you can find the link to it. It's from her blog is enlightenmentunderthechandelier.com. Brenda says, after spending most of the last 5 years sleeping or lying down, feeling too tired from depression or having a headache to do much of anything else, approximately 3 months ago, I decided I needed to get up and start exercising my body and trying to get some consistent peace and tranquility into my mind. I found my yoga teacher, Dr. Melissa West, on YouTube with Yoga with Melissa. To say she is awesome is selling her short. She is one of the most incredible human beings I've ever encountered in my life journey. She teaches several yoga classes each week. She hikes, she camps, she cooks, she paints beautiful artwork and equally beautiful backdrop paper for collages. She makes soap. She creates juicing and smoothie recipes for various ailments. She's a mom, she's a wife, she writes poetry, and well, you get the picture. She's phenomenal. So when I received this, at first I was like, wow, that's really crazy. And well, I don't do all these things at once. At different points in my life, I have done all these things. She says, I'm blessed to have found her. She posts a free Yoga with Melissa class on YouTube every Friday. Her free classes are an hour long and they are wonderful. She also has a yoga membership community for those who are interested in more in-depth practice. She offers something for everyone. I practice a Yoga with Melissa class 3 to 4 times a week and I love it. In the beginning, my muscles were so sore I could barely move the next day. Even now when the class is harder than usual, I experience some soreness. But it's all good. I have been practicing Yoga with Melissa for approximately 3 months. So thank you, Brenda, for that beautiful testimonial. And I'm sure everybody who's doing this class joins me in applauding you for getting up and getting moving, because that is something that makes an incredible difference to headaches and also depression. And so we're all incredibly proud of you and the changes that you're making in your life. And thanks to all of you who take the time to let me know and all of us know how yoga is making a difference in your life. And you can do that on my website, on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, iTunes, SpeakPipe, and of course, always, as always, the most in-depth conversations happen in our membership community. So today is our last Poetry in Motion class, and we're transitioning from this class. It's a nice transition because after this we're going to do a back to basics. We're into September. After this it's back to school, so we're going to do a back to basics, back to school, kind of more beginner focused classes as everybody will be coming back to yoga after summer holidays. So this is a nice way to close out the Poetry in Motion series and also to take that first step as we go back to basics. So the poem is called Start Close In by David White. Start close in. Don't take the second step or the third. Start with the first thing, close in, the step you don't want to take. Start with the ground you know, the pale ground beneath your feet. Your own way to begin the conversation. Start with your own question. Give up on other people's questions. Don't let them smother something simple. To hear another's voice, follow your own voice. Wait until that voice becomes an intimate, private ear that can really listen to another. Start right now. Take a small step. You can call your own. Don't follow someone else's heroics. Be humble and focused. Start close in. Don't mistake that other for your own. Start close in. Don't take the second step or the third. Start with the first thing, close in, the step you don't want to take. Okay, so let that poem sink in. We're going to come off the block so you can press into your feet, lift your pelvis, and come back down onto the ground. And we're going to lie on your back with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. And cross your right ankle over your left thigh. Open your right knee out to the side. Draw your left leg in. Reach through the keyhole here. Hold on the back of your left leg. And if you can't reach, you could use your strap here. And draw your leg in. Feel something happening in the outside of your thigh and into your glutes. And then you're going to release your right leg, uncross your right leg, and we'll switch sides. So cross your left ankle over the top of your right thigh, open up your left knee, draw your right leg in, reach your hands through, hold on the back of your right leg, fully bend your right leg, open your leg wide, relax your shoulders, space between your teeth. Relax the space between your eyebrows. Shoulders heavy on the ground here. And then take your arms and legs in the air, just give them a shake. Relax your hips and your hip joints, and then hold on to the outside of your feet. Draw your knees in towards your chest for happy baby pose. Back of your pelvis is heavy on the ground here. And then release that down. From here, you're going to, I'm just stretching, we were in the car for quite a while. We're going to roll up and come up onto all fours. So that happy baby pose is just gonna prepare you for the crawling that we're going to do now. So you're gonna come onto all fours. The crawling is all about taking the first step. So before you can walk and take your first step, you have to crawl and take your first step. Okay, let's see. So you're going to start at the back of your mat. Bring your left hand back to your left knee and your right hand forward. And then you're going to take your left hand forward and your right hand forward. So you're going to crawl forward and then you're going to crawl back. So you guys can go off your yoga mats. I'm not going to here just because you can see there's rocks around me, and also it's very dusty, so my clothes would get really dirty. But if you're on grass, you could go off your mats. And if you're at home, you could definitely go off your yoga mats and crawl all around your space. So when you're crawling, you want to crawl so that it's opposite hand and knee going forward. Keep your shoulders and neck relaxed. Okay. And then come back and we're going to do some steps. Now, from lunge pose, so you're going to walk your hands back to your knees and stand up on your knees. You may want to have a chair close by for this if balance is a bit of a challenge for you. But this is also going to work on your balance. It's an important aspect to work on as well and improve. So you're going to walk your left leg forward so you're in lunge pose. And then you're going to step forward and up. Take a step forward and up. And then you're going to come back and down. And then you're going to step your right foot forward into lunge pose. And you're going to come forward and take that first step. And then you're going to come back and down. So if you do this with your hands on your hips, it will probably be a little easier. So we're doing it with the left foot again. And then we're going to come down. And then the right foot, lean forward and step up. And then the right foot comes down. So you're gonna step forward with the right foot. So you're in lunge pose and then you're gonna step up. And then you're gonna step that right foot back, come back into lunge and step back. And then you're going to step forward with your left foot And you're going to step all the way up to standing. And you're going to step back with your left foot and come down. So you may want to have extra padding underneath your knees as well if knees are an issue. And let's do that one more time on each side. Right foot comes forward and up. Right knee comes back and down. And then we'll do the left foot one more time. Left foot comes forward and up. And left knee comes back and down. And you'll probably notice just in that short bit of time that that movement pattern improves. And it really helps to improve your balance and coming up from the ground up and down. So these are important movement patterns to practice. The next thing that I want to do, and I'm going to sit with my head at this side because it's downward sloping this way, is a foot series to help you prepare for taking the first step. Okay, so for the foot series, you might want to place your hands by your side in Dandasana, in staff pose, just to support yourself. And you're just going to start by curling your toes forward and back. Curl your toes forward and back. So our feet tend to be really weak and inactive just from being in shoes all the time. So we're just going to wake them up a bit. And then you're going to point your whole foot forward and draw your whole foot back. And then we're going to circle your feet. And circle them the other way. Did you hear that? There's people swimming just off here too, which is my plan as soon as I'm done filming here. And then circle so your toes meet in the center. And circle so your toes meet the other way. And then cross your left leg over your right leg and circle your foot. And circle the other way. And then place your fingers between your toes. And you're going to bend your toes forward and back. And side to side. Okay, and then you can release that foot down and feel the difference between your two feet and bring cross your other foot over and just circle that foot. I feel like it's been forever since we've done this foot series. And then place your fingers between your toes and bend your toes forward and back. And side to side. And circle them. Circle them the other way. Okay, great. And then we're going to sit to hear the poem again and for the teachings. And I'll get you to sit with the Ganesh Mudra today for new beginnings. When you take the first step, it's common to invoke Ganesh. So I'll get you to take your left palm, face it out, hook your fingers, and you just pull apart and you leave that at the level of your heart center, and that's the Ganesh Mudra. And you'll close your eyes, draw your shoulders over your hips, your ears over your shoulders, allow yourself to focus inward and yet remain alert to receive the poem and the teachings. The Start Close In by David White. Start close in. Don't take the second step or the third. Start with the first thing, close in, the step you don't want to take. Start with the ground you know, the pale ground beneath your feet, your own way to begin the conversation. Start with your own question. Give up on other people's questions. Don't let them smother something simple. To hear another's voice, follow your own voice. Wait until that voice becomes an intimate, private ear that can really listen to another. Start right now. Take a small step that you can call your own. Don't follow someone else's heroics. Be humble and focused. Start close in. Don't mistake that other for your own. Start close in. Don't take the second step or the third. Start with the first thing, close in, the step you don't want to take. This poem reminds me of the quote, "Don't compare your beginning to somebody else's middle." In the age of digital media, it is natural to compare our own beginnings with everybody else's middle when we decide to start something. We cannot expect to be a master at the beginning. We cannot expect to skip all the steps that our teachers have taken along the path to get to where they have gotten. So about a year ago, I started drawing mandalas. They're like circle shapes with patterns in them. And then this led to an interest in art, more generally speaking. I live in a huge artist community here in Victoria, BC, and in an age of digital media where there are loads of art teachers and artists online as well. I even had one of my Yoga with Melissa students, an artist, step forward and offered to teach me art. As I began my art journey, it was, of course, very difficult not to compare my rudimentary paintings to their practiced works of art. I had no experience with color, shape, values, rules of thirds, perspectives, and shadows at the beginning. It was all quite overwhelming. However, I took the first step. Every day I would practice some form of art, painting, collage, sketching, drawing, just something. And I started to take art courses. I looked at art. Over time, I learned more and my art improved. I took the first step. I started close in. I started with the steps that I didn't want to take. And my art wasn't very good at the beginning. I made my own mistakes and I learned from my mistakes. And I keep trying and taking the next step, the one closest in. A similar thing is happening now after 2 years of having a frozen shoulder. I almost have full range of motion back in my shoulder. But I want to be able to do everything that I was able to do before I had frozen shoulder again. However, my arms have lost a lot of their mobility, their strength, and their endurance. The same principle is applied. I'm not able to go from nothing back to being able to do handstands and inversions and arm balances. I had to take the next step, the one closest in, and build my strength and mobility and endurance slowly, following the wisdom of my own body. So reflect, those are two examples for me in my life. I want you to reflect on these teachings and how they relate to you. Maybe when have you wanted to be in the middle instead of the beginning, taking the first step? So what's the first step that you can take now in your life? So begin to form an intention of what you would like to receive from the rest of your yoga class. What is it that you're trying to create, sustain, let go of, or rebirth in your life, and how could your yoga practice help you to best do this right now? And then When you're ready, you can begin to wiggle and stretch out. Release the Ganesh Mudra from your hands. And we're going to make our way up to standing. We can do that through downward facing dog to stretch out your legs and your spine, your hands, your back and your feet. Okay, we're going to do some short stance warrior ones in the style that I learned at Esther Myers from the lineage of Vonda Scaravelli. The reason why I chose these is because they're about taking the first step. They're just, you only, when I say short stance, they're just the length between, the width between your feet is just the width that you would take if you were taking a normal step. So stand anywhere on your mat, and you're just going to take a step forward with your left foot, like you're going to take a normal step, and that's the width of the pose. Your hips are going to face forward, slight bend in your front knee, and then you're going to bring your arms up. So that's the taking your first step in the short stance warrior one. And feel the strength in your legs, and the thing that you'll probably really notice is the mobility in your spine in this version of Warrior One. And then let that out of your body, and we'll do the short stance warrior one on the other side. So you'll just take a step forward with your right foot, a normal step, lengthen your left leg, your front leg is bent, and then you'll float your arms up and just feel that your spine just floating, tailbone dropping, spine lengthening. Okay, and then let that fall out of your body, and we're going to do a shoulder stand. I think I'll do supported shoulder stand just because I don't have a wall here. So we'll use the block for that. So I'm going to lie down again. Okay, you're going to need a block. You'll lie on your back, and you're going to place the block underneath your pelvis again. And you'll take your legs in the air. So you're in supported shoulder stand, and here you're getting a stretch along the back of your neck and through your shoulders. Keep your neck facing, your head facing straight up here. And I chose this for the throat chakra here, because in the poem it says, to hear another's voice, follow your own voice. Wait until that voice becomes an intimate private ear that can really listen to another. And then you're going to slowly lower down and lift the block out of the way. And we're going to do fish pose I'll show you how to do a modified version of it first with the blocks. So you can take one block and place it high, one block and place it low, and lie back over it here. So that would be a modified version of it. Some people get dizzy or don't like being on the tops of their heads. So if this, or have issues with their neck in this pose, there's a sort of a few reasons why people avoid fish pose. So if you avoid it, then there's your modification for that pose. Otherwise, you can join us in fish pose. It's a great pose to open up your throat chakra and your heart chakra. And I chose it for the same reason, for those same lines of the poem. To hear another's voice, follow your own voice. Wait until that voice becomes an intimate private ear that can really listen to another. So it's really great for your throat. So what you're going to do is tuck your arms underneath your body so that your hands are underneath your legs. I guess it depends on how long your arms are. You're going to press into your elbows and your forearms, lift your chest, and rest on top of your head. And then to come down, you'll press into your forearms and your elbows. Tuck your chin and slowly lower down. Lift your pelvis so you can get your arms out. And then hug your knees into your chest. Okay. All right, I'm going to change my mind for the twist, so I'll have to change my show notes for you, honey. We're going to sit up. And you're going to come into zigzag twist. So have your right leg in front of your left leg, and you're going to twist to one side. And then you're going to just lift your legs and zigzag them to the other side so that your left leg is in front of your right leg, and twist the other way. And then come back to the center, and we're going to do child's pose for our forward fold. So you're going to sit back, on your heels. If this bothers you, your knees, you can always hug your knees into your chest on your back and rest forward. Start right now. Take a small step. You can call your own. Don't follow someone else's heroics. Be humble and focused. Start close in. Don't mistake that other for your own. So take a deep breath in, and then you're going to slowly make your way out of child's pose and onto your back into Shavasana. So in Shavasana, you will allow yourself to receive this class, the poem, your yoga postures. Maybe even the whole Poetry in Motion series. So you can rest back here to receive your class, and I'm going to sit up and read you the poem one last time. Start Close In by David White. Start close in. Don't take the second step or the third. Start with the first thing, close in, the step you don't want to take. Start with the ground you know, the pale ground beneath your feet. Your own way to begin the conversation. Start with your own question. Give up on other people's questions. Don't let them smother something simple. To hear another's voice, follow your own voice. Wait until that voice becomes an intimate private ear that can really listen to another. Start right now. Take a small step. You can call your own. Don't follow someone else's heroics. Be humble and focused. Start close in. Don't mistake that other for your own. Start close in. Don't take the second step or the third. Start with the first thing, close in, the step you don't want to take. So reflect back on this class and see what stands out to you, what seems most important. Notice how that relates to you in your life. What's one small thing that you can take with you off your mat and into your life? So gradually allow your breath to deepen. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Bend your knees. Roll to your side. And slowly make your way up to seated. So thank you so much for joining us for this episode 346 of Yoga with Melissa, our last Poetry in Motion class. If you liked this class and the Poetry in Motion series, please give it a thumbs up. If you know somebody else who would like it, please feel free to share it with them. And if you are new to our channel, we put out a new show every Friday. Please subscribe and then it will show up in your feed. I want to thank all of you who donated this week. Your donations help us to fill up our gas tank so that we can drive up the Malahat into the mountains to be here and find you beautiful locations like this. Even on our way up here, we were scouting out new locations. So those are some of the things, some of the expenses that we have in creating these classes for you, is finding new locations. And this was a beautiful location. We didn't have to stop once for airplane traffic, which we have to do all the time in Victoria. It's nonstop seaplanes there. So that is the beauty of being able to leave the city and come to these quieter places, is that there's way less cuts in filming. So today's question to answer in the comments is, what's your first step? What's your close-in step that you think you're going to take? And if you would like to join us in taking the first steps in the back to basics, back to school and back to yoga, then we are going to be starting that next week. Be sure to tune in for that next week. And if you'd like an infographic of my top three reasons for engaging in poetry, then be sure to go to melissawest.com/346. Scroll down, go into the opt-in box, put your email in. That's the last time you're going to be able to get that. That's not going to be available anymore. And I'll send you that, the top three reasons for engaging in poetry. Today we focused on taking the first step. And the first step is with your feet, using your feet. And we have a lot of classes in our membership community that will support you in building a solid foundation with your feet. And I'll put the classes with your feet in the show notes, but we have loads of classes for your feet. The Yoga for Anxiety class has a strong focus on your feet. There's an intro to the connective tissue class for your feet that uses a soft squash ball that's amazing. If you want to feel big differences in your body, the connective tissue classes are amazing. There's a feet first class. There's a toes class. It's not just for your toes. It's just another name for a foot class, because I already had a foot class, but I have two feet classes and they're completely different. Yoga for grounding. There's tons of stuff on feet in that. Yoga for runners has loads of exercises, movements for your feet and ankles. And all that is in the show notes. And there's a link right here to become a member as well. So I am sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May your joy be as deep as our ocean. May you be as rooted as the trees in our forest. And may you be as grounded as our mountains. Om Shanti, Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.